This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 27th of January. Mumbai closed day two of the Ranji Trophy final 139 runs ahead of Saurashtra on 287 for 6 in their first innings. Wasim Jaffer became the most prolific century maker in Ranji Trophy history when he completed his 32nd ton to go past former Delhi batsman Ajay Sharma's record of 31. However, Mumbai didn't have things entirely their own way and lost two quick wickets in the final session to Dharmendra Singh Jadeja before recovering. South Australia ensured that the race for the Sheffield Shield remains wide open by completing a narrow victory over leaders Victoria on the final day in Adelaide. Resuming on 34 for 2 in pursuit of 189, they lost regular wickets, with Scott Boland taking 3 of them. However, wicketkeeper Tim Ludeman hit a crucial 49, and opener Sam Raphael returned to the crease after retiring hurt and finished on 27 as they won by a single wicket. Rain saved Western Australia in the other match, with just 10 overs bowled on day 4 of their fixture against New South Wales. The Warriors ended on 219 for 8 in their second innings, a lead of just 117 runs. And rain was also the winner in Brisbane, as Queensland had their Ryobi One Day Cup match against Tasmania abandoned without a ball bowled. Central Districts retook top spot in New Zealand's Plunkett Shield by dismissing Canterbury for 250 on the fourth day in Napier. Ajaz Patel ended with 657 as Canterbury fell 82 runs short of their target of 332. Lahore Ravi still trailed by 125 runs at the close of day 3 against Kaidi's Am Trophy Group 1 leaders Karachi Blues. They closed in their second innings on 95 for 2. Akbar Urrahman nearly completed his maiden first class double 100, making 225 as Blues earned a commanding 220 run first innings lead. Silcott lead by exactly 200 going to the final day against Quetta, after they closed in their second innings on 193 for 6. And Peshawar fought back on day 2 against Islamabad, limiting the visitors' first innings lead to 76, and then closing the second time around on 179 for 2. They did lose two early wickets in their second innings to Nasrullah Khan, but Isra Rulla and Nawaz Ahmed had an unbroken 142 for the third wicket prior to the close. Group 2 leaders Rahul Pindi lead by 493 runs at the close of the third day against Abbottabad. Umar Amin ended on 58 as they reached jumps on 141 for 3 in their second innings. Bahawalpa earned an 11-run first innings lead over Karachi Whites, but then squandered any advantage by slipping to 51 for 5 by stumps in their second innings. Whites wicketkeeper Away Romani had earlier completed his maiden first-class century, helped haul them up to 351 in their first innings. And Faisalabad slumped 80 for 5 by stumps after being set 210 to beat Hyderabad. Fast bowler Asad Ali had earlier ended with 6 for 53 to skittle Hyderabad at just 142 second time around.